At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Jay Allen on Safety FM.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello, and welcome to Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. I am Jay Allen, your host. So how's it been going? Is school back in the area where you're located? Here in Florida, school started back up. I know it seems like it's been a very short summer, but hey, school's back in session. That's the way that it goes. So this week, depending on where you're located, should have been Safe and Sound Week. And a lot of organizations and vendors were really pushing on emphasis on safety for this particular week, calling it Safe and Sound Week. Did you do anything special? Did you do anything different? Was there a focus on something in particular within your organization? So my question came about in regards to what did you focus on? Well, the focus that I had and what I was bringing into people and was talking about was some of the mistakes that, of course, I'm guilty of, and maybe even you're guilty of, in regards to when we're driving. And I'm talking about minor mistakes that can become big mistakes sometimes. And I'm talking about just simple stuff that we forget to do from time to time, unless you are a commercial driver's license holder, or if you actually do what we call a pre and post check inside of the actual transportation industry. But as you and I probably just drive a normal standard vehicle that is not under the commercial guidelines, what are the things that you check? When was the last time you checked your tire pressure? Have you looked at the door frame inside of your vehicle to make sure that your tires are correspondent within the guidelines that the manufacturer has in regard to your air pressure? Are you using the correct fuel in your vehicle? Are you using the correct octane? Or are you looking at more along the lines of, hey, I need to make sure that the gas is cheap enough that I can actually put it in there? The manufacturer has a recommended octane level for your vehicle to run proper. When was the last time you adjusted your mirrors to make sure that you're able to see everything correctly and really focus into where that blind spot is to make sure that it's very minute? I reference this particular because of school being back in. Are you using your headlights? But not only when it's dark, are you using them during the day when it rains? I reference that because sometimes we don't realize that we should have our lights on at any point that we have our wipers on. And the reason I reference this is to make sure that people can see you. Sometimes some states also require that if you have your wipers on, that you have your headlights on. When was the last time you took a look and adjusted your seat? Is your seat too far? Is your seat too close? If your seat's too close and that airbag deploys, keep in mind that it might deploy at 200 miles per hour coming out. And I'm not sitting here saying, hey, you need to listen to all this and you need to make sure that you're doing it this because I do it exactly, because that's not the case. I'm having this conversation because these are things that we tend to focus on. A few days ago, I actually posted some information about what it looks like if people have their legs on the dash inside of your vehicle and the airbag is to deploy. It's pretty scary on how it actually looks. So just take a look at that if you get a chance. Go to safetyfm.com and take a look at what that ends up looking like. Now, they did use a crash test dummy, as I'll say, in regards to those particular guidelines. And realistically, this conversation today, which is, of course, a Safety FM mini, is just to really focus on what are some of the things that we forget to check inside of our vehicles. And hey, I'm as guilty as anyone else. So if you get a chance, take a look at what's going on inside of your car. Do an inspection. Take a look at it. If you haven't done it in a while, take 5 or 10 minutes today and take a look that everything's going okay inside of that vehicle. It might just save someone's life in the long run, and that life could even be yours. I appreciate you listening to Safety FM, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM. Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.